Right.
So you keep asking the questions, and the only one that you have to ask is Ion. And
yeah,
Ion is non-physical, and Ion is the non-physical you. So you're asking yourself, just like everybody else.
Ion is doing his own thing. I like to make the distinction that when Ion is talking and creating, that's an Ion on its own. It's not our non-physical. It's not my non-physical,
yeah, but it's
which is the same in everybody.
It's non-physical. It's your non-physical.
What about this point? I don't put any significance on non-physical. I want to be ascended where there's physical but expanded, but I'm not dealing with non-physical. It's not around.
Okay, but JW said, or Ion said, the closer JW gets... Oh, shoot. See, that's why it's hard to be interrupted. The closer JW and Ion are merging, and the portal is getting shorter. Shorten the portal, remember? The nether portal is the distance between your thumb and your forefinger. And somewhere else, shorten the portal. Make it shorter and shorter. The portal between us and our non-physical. And it's you. It's your non-physical. And you're messing with JW just like you mess with everybody else. So you don't know you're doing it because it's your non-physical that's doing it. And so you are Ion.
I am Lucifer.
I am Lucifer,
like Terry Gilmore.
And I'm your apocalypse. I'm Sheeta the Destroyer, but I call myself Shivaya. And I have never found the definition for Om Namah Shivaya. I've never found the definition, and we don't have to go into that. But
we always have one rotten apple in the group who claims to go after Bob and knock out his Luciferhood. It happens in every group.
We are your minions. We are your minions.
No, you're the one who's making an issue out of it.
It's the synchronicity.
I'm the laziest Lucifer. I am Lucifer, but I don't bother being one.
You're the laziest Lucifer there is.
That's right.
See, the synchronicities, you're creating
but
the synchronicities.
But this is fun to make this
us.
Little, it's fun to make this little thing, but it's not true. You get JW in here, he's not going to admit that I'm messing with him. Now, he might mess with me privately, but not in the group.
Hey, Bob, JW doesn't have to admit anything.
That's right. Anyway,
you know what's great?
Your mind is out of control. You keep this up, I'm going to fucking smote you. And I've never smote anybody as far as I know. So you might be the first to keep this up. Because I just had a quart of fucking ice cream. You know.
Well, what?
This is a great thing that you played, though, because it will show how this kind of goes way back in the non-time zone, but it shows how surprised JW was that, you know, this shit was going on in his house. He's like, what the fuck? You know, it's not
That's genuineness. You know, he is shocked. And like he goes, we're just talking, and then he goes, there it goes again. You know, I can replay it for you. You can hear it. You want to hear it again? That little part, where is that?
It's cool hearing it because I remember hearing about it, but we never got a, you know, I never heard him talk about it.
Well, this is what's fun about going through these finding things. Oh, I can illustrate, you know, what I was talking about.
And Gene, when this was happening, this was monumental. When I went back and looked on Dupes to try to find some posts, and I just typed in my posts, and it'll bring up everything you had. And the stuff that Ion would post and how fast they would post it and how attentive they were and just engaged they were was phenomenal.
Well, that's what's so bizarre is because I didn't know it was happening, but I was on the phone when Ion came in. And I've taken notes. You know, I used to take notes in meetings.
Timing. Today?
The first time Ion came in.
Okay, the other day, Friday, Saturday.
The second time, maybe. I'd have to.
Okay, but you're talking about this week. Yeah?
Yeah, no, wait a minute. It was the second time because I knew that I had been there and I got my question, so I muted myself. And you even said, don't say all that, just say yes or no or something, and then I muted.
Yeah.
And but I had to talk, like Robert, I had to talk. And that's why I suggested to Robert to stay on the line, stay unmuted, but don't talk because he can, you know what I mean? I had to talk. So I burst into the chat room, and I just started, I went back to taking notes. And I started taking notes, but I was on the phone muted. And there's that delay. So I was typing the notes, and I can type fast. But the people that were only listening on the computer, my notes were coming in almost the same time that Ion was speaking for some. I don't know how long the delay between listening on the phone and listening on the computer is probably different due to the location of where you are in the world, just like the stock market. The closer they put the, right? You've talked about the closer they put the, people are trading faster and they, so they want to send their information quicker and quicker and they're locating their servers closer and closer to the exchange building. Does that make sense?
Are you trying to point out the delay? The delay and the non-delay of when you were posting?
Let me try and summarize it. When we, yes, just during the Ion thing, when I was taking notes, it looked like to some people, Ion was texting on the chat under the name of Gene. And I didn't realize it, that it's a result of the delay. So we kind of replicated what Ion did.
But it was you.
And we didn't even realize, well, I didn't even know I was doing it. I'm just as lazy as
you. You knew you were typing. You were typing.
I was, but I didn't put together the delay. I was on the phone.
Yeah, you were typing, though.
I was hearing it earlier.
You're wondering if Ion typed it. We know Ion didn't type it because you're typing it.
I know that.
That's all we know.
I can't explain how it happened back then.
Now, what happened? What's the anomaly?
We wonder how Ion typed the posts, right? Part
of your... He didn't type them. You typed them.
Yes, now I did. I'm comparing.
Oh, before you realized what was going on in the delay, you thought that Ion was typing in. Okay, you thought that.
No, hold on. Back up a second. You just played recordings from early when Ion was posting on dupes, right?
Yeah.
In 2010 or whenever that was, right?
Yeah.
And you're drilling Ion and you're asking him, how did you post? How did you put those posts on there, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What happened was during BobFest, we replicated the same question that you were asking Ion. How are you typing? And somebody asked me, Gene, are you channeling Ion? Or he didn't use channeling. He said, Gene, how are you typing Ion's words at the same time he's saying them? And I didn't know I was. You know, at the time I was doing it, I realized, oh, wow, I'm hearing this before everybody on the computer. And I'm typing
it. Yeah, but Gene, do you realize that Ion is not typing?
Yeah.
This is the key piece. Okay,
yeah.
So I'm not exactly sure what you're saying. I just want to make sure it goes on the record in here somewhere. Ion is not typing. Ion is transmitting. It's a whole different scene.
I'm fully aware of that. I'm trying.
Okay.
I'm fully aware of that. What I'm saying is we're getting closer, and maybe that's all I should. That's all I'm going to say. It makes sense to me right now, and that's okay.
Okay.
Yippee-ki-yay.
All right, so I'm going to play that last bit again. You get up to 15, 16, 24.
I did not figure out how Ion did it. I'm not trying.
But he didn't do it. You did it in delay.
I did it now.
Yeah,
I'm not trying to figure out how Ion did it in 2010.
No, oh, okay. No, I didn't think you were. I didn't think you were. I'm just saying I just wanted to make sure that, you know, there it's apples and oranges. I mean, Ian's not typing, and it's interesting, like Allison said, that JW is shocked by what Ian is doing in their computer, but then his computer, but then that's kind of the whole point of this, you know, this whole fusion. Ian said today, we don't require electricity, you know, neither should you. I mean, it's
what'd
not
you say?
Required.
Yeah, but this is just a step. Again, it's step by step, and we replicated the same
thing. What did you say, Ginny?
Oh, what did I say? I said that Ion...
Go ahead. I said it was me trying to tell you what you said, Ginny. You go ahead. Yeah. You tell Bob what you said.
I said today that Ion said that we, Ion, do not require electricity. Neither should you. You know, we don't need
right.
electricity. We don't, you know, we heard this on the rewrite constantly, chat, talking to chat about computers that don't require operating systems. You know, we shouldn't have to charge our phones. These are all mindset.
So why are you bringing this up?
Because it's the same thing as I am typing and not using fingers. It's the electronic environment. That's it.
It's the same as not having electricity or having electricity?
JW not having electricity or his computer plugged in is the
It's not a problem.
It's not.
And I am not typing to make the Duke posts. Mm-hmm. But Jean was trying to, I don't think she was trying to say Ian was typing through her. I think she was just trying to make some sort of bridge. And you can correct me in a minute, you know, if you want to, Jean, that there was some sort of connection with her non-physical that was transcending the space between Ion and her, or whatever that is, so that she was typing and Ion was overlaying at that exact moment.
Right. So let's listen to this. Yeah,
I would say that I was engaging with Bob, Bob's non-physical.
But that's non-physical. Everybody has the same non-physical. That's the oneness. But in physical reality, we're not one.
Exactly.
And I remember this, Bob, when we started it, there was this idea that Ion was your non-physical, and that's why they were emulating some of your behaviors, and that's why they sounded more like you, and then we morphed into a different space when Ion, in particular, was beginning to create. And then now, you know, they say, if you're not going to do it, we're going to do it. So there's definitely an entity that is Ion.
Not an entity. That's the
an environment.
Yeah. Okay, let's play the part where JW's TV blows up. And I've gone in a few seconds, but hopefully it won't matter. Why? What's funny there?
I was laughing because I said entity. Go ahead. Yeah.
Volume didn't go.
What's funny there is you're not tired, and I am. And I've been up, you know, 12 hours.
No, I'm not going to get tired.
Ed talked in and said he better never, ever hear any comment about how long sports are on again.
Oh, yeah, yeah, good point. I'm saving all the husbands.
Wendy, is he a hockey watcher?
Football, golf, and whatever. But I made him a man cave so that he can go in his own little room. But unfortunately, But it doesn't have the box.
You.
So he can,
it doesn't have you.
Yeah.
It doesn't have the thing that you record everything on and you can pause. And I only bought him a little teeny TV.
And I got a little up the ante, babe.
Yeah, I got the great big one up here. And I said,
Honey, can you go watch your TV downstairs? I want to listen to Ion in the living room.
Nice. Nice.
I had the same experience. Dave's a big hockey fan, and well, not big, but if he chooses a sport, that's it. And you can't see it on the teeny TV that's in the, you know, a certain room, but it's on the big one. And if I'm in that room, you're like, could you please? But yeah. Luckily, due to the cell phone, and I, when you were talking about how you kept your cell phone charged in a different way, I just plug mine in whatever room I'm in. So, and I get a really long extension cord.
Well, this is a, I don't have a cell phone. This is a landline, but it's portable.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's
so
different.
I just looked at the TV, and it is hockey. He watches frickin' every sport. Just that way, which is good.
Okay, guys,
our time.
Let's
ready?
Play. Here's JW. Yeah. At the end of the session. Get the volume up, and here we go.
JW.
Great. You guys hearing this? Did you guys hear that?
No.
No.
Yeah, I didn't. I had the other bar not there, so.
Yes.
The sugar in the ice cream has slowed down my mentation or something.
Mute me, Bob. Don't smoke me.
Okay, so like that. I'm always forgetting one correction.
We have a couple seconds.
Yeah, you can talk. Yeah.
Ginny?
Yeah.
There? It's Allison.
Yeah.
You know the what was the sugary vagina thing? Because I want to make the reference correct. The sugar wall vagina. What the vagina sugar wall?
Sugary vagina walls.
Sugary vagina walls. So we're watching a movie on Saturday night. And it was this Jennifer Aniston movie. And the one where she's a stripper. Have you seen it yet?
No, I've never seen any of her movies.
It's hilarious. They're actually pretty good. I gotta look it up. I can't remember the name of it now. Oh, I think I wrote it down so I could tell you. Yeah, it was We're the Millers. That's when I asked you if they were filming it on Maui.
Right.
But she's a stripper, and it's a funny drug smuggling comedy over the border in Mexico. But another fellow stripper of hers has a tattoo over her on her abdomen that says Boner Garage. And we have been laughing so fucking hard for like days.
Whose cheeks is it on?
That's what I call the ultimate man cave.
Isn't that great?
Whose cheeks is it on?
That's what you need to give your husband, not a little fucking TV.
Dave and I have been laughing hard.
Whose cheeks was it on?
Well, no, it wasn't on cheeks. It was on her abdomen. And it was a stripper who worked with Jennifer Aniston, who was actually
Boner
a stripper
garage.
In the film.
Okay.
Isn't that great? Well, Boner Garage.
By her bum.
No, are you kidding? It's got to be the front side.
Okay,
Bob.
So can we play this now?
Yeah. Thanks for listening, Ginny and Greg.
Uh-huh.
I didn't listen. Don't thank me. I didn't listen.
I know. That's why I didn't include you.
Yeah, right. Okay. This should be it. Did I do the button? Yep.
You ain't telling us.
Oh, my God.
Who's that?
Shit, I don't know. I thought that... The damn computer, Bob.
Oh, what? You know what Ion said about that, JW?
What?
You're just doing this to confirm non-physical is posting on... you can't believe it, so you're just rubbing your face in it this way.
Oh, my God. Guess what it is?
Zappa?
No. The... Lindy. It's the Lindy.
Great.
Well, I guess I'll just let go because I can't do nothing. It's unplugged. I've done everything but pull the battery out of it, so it'll just have to go.
And you can't turn the volume down. Because it's off. The computer's turned off.
Well, the screen is on, but everything's off of it. And
So what is it running on? How could the point is that when that YouTube finishes, does the screen go black because there's nothing going on?
No, it just sort of is like it's frozen. But like when it's doing what it's doing right now, you can see it.
And then it's frozen.
And then it's frozen, and then a couple of times all this afternoon it would just go start, and it would be like, you know, it was Bethel Merman, it was some kind of chicken, Dixie chicken, it was, wait a minute, some crazy Spanish Bohemian Rhapsody, it was Last Resort, it was... Just lots of Highway to Hell. there was, I think, a Zappa or something.
JW, it's, I guess a computer can go if it's not plugged in.
But it's the laptop, so it has a battery. But I was trying to let it run down so it would stop and reset itself.
Right, so it's been going for hours. It should have run down, but... You did say you turned off the wireless. Like, there's no, the kids can't get internet.
Right, because I knew if I pulled the Wi-Fi and what the internet that was coming in, that'd take care of it, and it didn't.
Right, and we're not just talking about it being unplugged. All internet, whatever, Wi-Fi, beaming, emanation, radionics, whatever it is cut off.
Right, it's unplugged, done.
So how do the kids do their home?
Okay, I want to go to another one. What the next thing is. And are you guys ready for something else?
Yeah, I feel like I'm in Groundhog Day.
Right.
We just heard that.
So that was a tough, that was a tough one. A lot of little edits. So click that off. This.
Hey, Wendy.
I'm not playing it over. I just played it again for you guys to really hear it. You could hear JW being puzzled by it, right? Isn't that why we...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we played it over for the benefit to people.
I'm not even sure you can get the full impact, though, of... the way it was described when in 2010 or whenever it was happening, where we were all like, you can picture JW's house and the computer comes on when they're having dinner, kind of, and it's this heinous, crazy ass South Park Squidbillies. Fucking your grandmother's fucking whatever, I felt for him, actually.
He didn't care that much. The other room. They didn't hear it. They put it away in another room. And kept
yeah, I'm sure he dealt with it, but it was still probably a little bit interesting trying to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what was to figure out? It was impossible, so Ian was doing it.
That's true.
Okay, so let's see, what could we do? What is that noise coming through there? Oh, okay. I don't know why
I'm getting my second wind. I was going to say, come on, Bob, our sugary vaginas are all greased up. Give us some.
Well, do most people who are signing on now, do they go look back at the old dupe stuff? That is amazing to me. I guess you would if you wanted to learn some stuff.
Yeah, you have to start at the beginning.
Yikes. I'm reading some stuff now. I haven't. This is like getting old reading or old sessions. My God. The posts, there's a whole page of posts. When I put in my, what were my posts on dupes, every answer is from Ion, the whole page. The last answers were Ion.
Post of what?
When you type in on the dupes, if you put in, you know, it says view unread posts, view new posts, and view your posts.
Yeah.
I just clicked on my posts to see, and then I had 7 pages of them, and I went back to the very beginning, the page 7, and every answer was Ion at the end of the thread. And they were voracious.
Yes. You're talking about your past years, going back years.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did the last word in millions of threads.
Yeah, it was great.
So I have here, start. Do you guys want to hear an evergreen, take a break, or do you prefer this?
Oh, Bob, the behind-the-scenes stuff is fun. It's great to hear the stuff that we don't normally hear. And
yeah, you're talking about the Ion.
Yeah.
Okay. I agree with Greg.
All right, so because I made another stream of something. I'll go up and see what it is, 272.
Grab my ears and fuck my face.
I heard that. Grab my ears and fuck my face. Is that what I just heard? Did you hear Jenny say that? Did you say that, Jenny?
Yes, Jenny said that. She wasn't talking to me, unfortunately, though.
Grab my ears and fuck my face. Jeez, Grace, Carol, what are we raising?
He was reading Ion.
Yeah. Tina and the rest of them going, hey, grab my ears, Ion, my non-physical, and fuck my face.
I was looking at an answer to one of my, if you want some dead air, I have one topic to read and then an answer, but you just let me know if you want that.
Hey, you know what? There are millions of people listening. We did the stretching, the box. So
both and?
What?
And now a quote from Pastor Ginny, grab my ears and fuck my face.
No, grab my ears, Greg. Grab my ears and fuck my face.
Oh, okay, that's it.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
What did you say?
Oh, I never said anything.
To me.
Okay, good, we did that one. That diminishes it, so we don't have the burden. 121. Last night, you guys may have missed it. I played the discovering of the box of time.
Oh.
You know, the making of it? I found that when Ian proposed it to me and Carolyn. So, and then he presented it a couple days later in Cashflow, I think. But the actual going through step by step is a segment posted last night.
Oh.
You guys were sleeping probably for that, right, Ginny?
Oh, yeah, we did not hear that, and we stayed up a bit late, so...
Right.
Play that, please.
It's going to be awesome if you can trust Akito to do it properly, that he isolates every item, and it's all done for you. You don't have to re-listen to it all.
Yeah, I was saying this whole marathon is going to be an incredible indoctrination or syllabus. Yeah. I think I sent an inquiry to you about, is this going to be, you know, the jumping-off space? You listen to this, and then everything you evoke by all the other things that you delineated about all your other 5 bodies, or everything.
The story about JW and his TV going off, we just played that. They're going to hear the details that nobody's even heard. They're going to hear it too, but, you know, we found the examples, the live examples of discovering it. Right?
True, so you could only listen to this portion of it and get everything yet, or get what you get yet. There are all these, you know, threads that throw off from this point.
Well, it has the archetypes. Yeah, it has all the archetypes of the strange stories. We're getting all the strange stories. And even the evergreens on the history of banking, Greg thought that was one of the best things he ever heard. that's going to be included. And if it's right there in the inventory, you can go there tomorrow and listen to it. You don't have to try to figure out what hour it is.
Yeah, and you wouldn't have had this on just the Ion stuff. You know, you've all of a sudden ballooned the whole experience out tenfold.
Yes, but compressed it.
Yes.
It's like watching
too.
24 on a weekend. It's like watching a sitcom, all the episodes in one weekend. And it's not going to be 130 hours. All the thing is archived. If Akito does it right, you take your time going through it.
Bob, you created a zip file.
Yeah, I never liked them. They never fucking worked in my computer, so I don't know about them. But I created a masterpiece.
No,
this week thing is a masterpiece.
The Bob Fest.
With everybody. Well, I managed. I executive produced, and everybody contributed to it. You know what I mean? It was a great collective effort. And it's like Ed and Akito must have been scheming. So somebody ought to document it as it's going, and they figured out to do it. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so Elite 7, I start at 8. 273, it says... Yeah, how Iandom improved, this is really good, how Iandom improved TV shows. Like, Ian's explaining how they went to Hollywood and what they did to TV shows. I have here, what irritates Ion about dupes? When Bob says fuck you to Ion on cash flow, we go into that.
Play the one about what Ion did when they went to Hollywood.
Yeah, so I think we start 273... 273. Delete 719, start at 8. Delete 30 words. Delete. Okay, so that sounds good. Oh man, there's a lot of start and deletes. I hate that. But maybe we'll get some. I don't know how long this will take. I have here 275, Carolyn Goliath debate. Did I play that one last night?
We didn't hear it.
Yeah, let's see if I can find that and see if it's just straight. It looks like it's straightforward. Okay.
Oh, my God. I'm looking at Ion's responses on dupes.
From
hold your girdle,
days.
Myrtle.
Yeah, in the old days, you mean.
Yeah. Hold your girdle, Myrtle.
What about get off the table, Mabel, the $2 is for beer, or something like that?
Get off, it's in the same thread. I can't believe you said that. It says, what a great question. This is in response to one post I made about sneezing. And it goes, what a great question. Hold your girdle, Myrtle, or get off the table, Mabel, the $2 was for beer. That $2 was for beer. Jenny, you're amazing that you remember this shit.
God. This is Ion so hilariously funny.
I know. I love when we were listening to Evergreens, Bob. It's so different.
Yeah.
And
it's
you know,
slower
it doesn't.
It's a slower time, and you know, it's methodical.
Yeah.
Learning the ABCs.
Exactly. Well, look at Seth. Oh my God. You know.
Oh,
you
I
know,
couldn't even read that. That's kindergarten stuff.
Yeah. And it was on 78 speed.
Yeah.
Well, that was kind of fast, but you know what I mean. But anyway, it's so different listening to Ion. My God, they're just so fucking funny.
Yeah, and reasonably smart New Agers who've been through a lot of things, they go, I have many women tell me this. They call up and say, this is different. They listen, they try to figure out and listen to circuits. No, not circuits. And after a while, 6 months, they go, this is different. They finally can realize it's different. There's something different being said. You know, and they're experts. They've tried all the mediums and all that, and they know this is. So when I start explaining it's not a medium, they're inclined to agree with me because it takes some of them a while, but then in the end they realize, no, nothing can be this fast. Nothing can be so involved with a chip body. You know, nothing.
Well, and step number three, you know, not only is it different, but you're laughing your gut off. You're just like gut laughing every time you listen. You're fucking nuts, Bob. You're fucking. Who says that?
Are you saying I'm laughing or you were laughing?
I'm laughing, and all the people that were new agey and listening to other things up until that point who contacted you have to be gut laughing when they listen to Ion and you engage the way
yeah,
that
I'm
you are.
And I'm laughing a lot.
Are.
Yeah. Who? Bashar doesn't make his main listeners laugh as hard as I do, right? With Ion.
It's so different because it's a teacher and student level.
Right, but you don't hear a teacher making a student laugh so much.
But you don't. You aren't a teacher student.
No, look.
Look,
Ion making Bob laugh. Whatever you call that relationship,
yeah.
You never hear it ever in the history of humanity. One guy making the other guy laugh so much.
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
What I'm saying. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yes,
and also,
that is what I'm saying.
He's not doing the same sickening attitudes like
no,
yeah,
like
you
he
are
did something. He did like this is what's the delight. I'm going, oh, Jesus, he does an improvisation on Lost, and then he does something on something else. It's just endless. The tomorrow, I'll find out he did something else on something that I've forgotten. He, no matter what day it is, whatever's happening, he can go and do a routine on it.
Yeah, and the lovely voice inflections. Like when I'm listening to the Evergreens, it's like I'm being hypnotically put to sleep. It's like that drone that goes on and on in the same monotone.
I never found it at the time like that. I thought he had a great voice, but I can see people used to Ion, they can't listen to the Evergreens because it's too slow. And you're a different person. You're younger than me, and you're used to a faster speed. But the
that is a good point. You don't need to compare them. You know, they were what they were at that moment, and you dealt with them at that time.
They were the best at the time, and the,
sure.
But the what's the point?
During my session, Bob, sometimes I'd get three quarters of the way through it, and my mind would just go to goo. Couldn't answer a question. Had no idea what was going on, what was being said, and even
well, that's the Ion effect, Greg. What's your point?
Yes.
That's the.
I'm just wondering, did many other people experience that like I did, or as bad as I did?
I don't know. I think so.
You know, and people, because even Ion would say, oh, "Okay, we get it, Greg. You're done." And then they go on for 15, 20 minutes telling me the answers to my questions, and I was just like, blah, 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 blah. So,
well, did Greg that happen? Did that happen during the Evergreens?
That's what he's saying. No, Greg's talking about the Evergreens doing that to him.
Okay.
No, Bob, I was talking about Ion. I don't remember what it was like with the Evergreens.
Oh, okay, you're saying that the, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody went to goo.
Okay.
I mean, I probably was goo in the first couple of weeks, but then I got used to it or something, you know. Carol and I got used to it.
Well, it was, as you used to say, Bob, it's the best that was at the time, you know. That was the best
I'm talking about Ion. First few weeks of Ion, we probably were goo. Then we got used to it. Now, back the Evergreens, I don't remember getting goo. They were pretty comfortable.
No.
They were just fantastic for the range of topics they could do.
Yeah, and don't forget, there was no comparison back then. What the Evergreens gave you was just awesome. It didn't matter the speed. It wasn't even a subject. You wouldn't go.
When you hear
the
banking thing,
slow. Yeah.
You hear that banking thing that I played last night. You're going to be impressed because the Evergreens were logically presenting it, keeping it simple, not making it too long, but they present an organized introduction to it. Right, Greg? And Greg did the best thing he'd heard. One of the best things he'd ever heard.
Absolutely, the best thing I've ever heard.
Assessment
of how the world has been managed by the oligarchy and the banks and the churches, fantastic.
And then the new management, and the oligarchy is on the sidelines from 1930 to 1980. Then they're brought back in, and then there's a big battle now, and everybody's threatened. There's no leadership.
Yeah, the Evergreens definitely had content, and some of the other mediums, though, they didn't have content. They would always be like,
it's metaphysical, metaphorical. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
The Evergreens are the best of the entities.
Yeah.
And that's it. And they're not as well known as Bashanals, but they're the best of the entities. So for people to know entities, that's worth preserving the memory of the Evergreens.
That's
but then,
good.
And then the cool,
best of the entities. That says it the best. The best of the entities.
Yep. Right. And then that opens. Once that's done, what's next? Well, a whole new level of the mystery landscape where it's the structure of the guff actually starts fucking happening. And that's amazing.
Mm-hmm. And that's the amazing relevant part of putting them next to each other in this broadcast.
Yes. Yes, that's the masterpiece that's going on here that everybody created.
It's the Zappa masterpiece.
That's right. And then you have the great me fucking making Ike Willis understand his work from Zappa. That's fucking incredible.
And that's what I was just going to say, Bob. Everyone came on to this Bob Fest not expecting that there was going to be an eye on. They came for the greatness of you.
Right, and people were more excited than I was. And then people got, the first day was good, so they were saying, oh, Bob can make it fun. So people were, their excitement was justified. And I made sure I didn't go to the beach the day before because I knew there was so much excitement, I couldn't afford to get hurt, you know, have an accident. So I survived Wednesday. I said, I'm not going to fucking risk Thursday. So I didn't go to the beach on Thursday. So I stayed and hid here, made it to Friday so that you guys would be happy that we're starting. And even then, fucking an hour delay, but that was all drama stuff by Ion, which was very good. Then we got into it, and the first day was great, right? Everybody was happy. And then the fucking went to the fucking heights with the Ion shows up.
Yeah, the hour delay on Friday was just foreplay.
That's right. That was Ion. It's just like the Stones are coming, and oh, they're an hour late, and everybody gets all ready to go. Right?
The one thing that you probably have heard before from the Evergreens, it's almost as good as what you played with the economics, is the history of religion, the history of tithing, the history of
man and God. That series, Man, and God?
I think it's in there. I went through two of them discs recently to see if there was anything to contribute to this show, but there really wasn't, so I may have to go back earlier. But even just the idea of how tithing got started and how man created the devil and how they had the gods for the weather and the gods for the rain, and okay, we all prayed, right? You prayed, Bill, you prayed, Sam, yeah. Well, the rain didn't come, so what caused the rain not to come? There must be another God. And the whole mind, how it went through a sequence to get to creating, you know, a devil or creating a God of no rain. Oh, fucking fascinating.
Well, that's
that
the man,
a good one.
I think that's the man, gods. Because remember they talk about the little sticks, the little cairns of stones that were planted on the highways. That's how that level of
shrines
religion got developed.
How
the little shrines. Can.
That's right. People used to travel, and for them to travel safely, they made shrines. But then in order for the shrines to stay in good shape, the farmers would take time off to redo the shrine and make it good so people would feel safe on the road. Well, then the tithing came by giving the farmer a little bit of money to make... Oh, that's fascinating.
Yeah,
I'll go back to
those
other two tapes. Yeah.
That's what was great about the Evergreens. You would get the real history of humanity. It seemed to be the accurate history. They knew, not some historian who was just speculating.
Yeah. And how the mind worked to create all those different shrines, scenarios, chapels, churches. How did a priest get created? Whose idea of it was to make a priest, you know? I'm just fascinated with the history of religion.
And, you know, no New Agers talked about McLuhan, but the Evergreens did a series on the millennium, you know, many recordings. And in the second last one and the last one, they mentioned one human being as they start talking about the 21st century. They never mentioned any human beings. And then finally, last one, so who did they mention? McLuhan. And to me, that's smart. I know that you have to mention McLuhan, but no, New Agers do, but the New Agers don't know. But Evergreens knew to do McLuhan. See, they knew.
Yeah.
You know, an anomaly that has happened each time when Ion has come on this last couple of days, I wanted to, I started to do some angel talk to ask Archangel Gabriel to assist me to pose a, you know, good question. And every time I tried, the weirdest thing happened to me, because angel talk just flows. It got stuck in my throat, and it got all, like, garbled, like I was choking and couldn't speak it when Ion was on the line.
Right. Well, you guys are new. You have all kinds of concepts about ion built up listening indirectly, and that probably you still can't stop the initial blindness and numbness. So that was your way of being numbed.
Mm. Yeah, I just thought that was kind of interesting.
Well, look at your dogs. See, a force comes into your presence when you're with ion.
Mm-hmm.
If it's golden substance, no wonder, if it's golden substance from an extended world coming through the phone or speakers, it goes right into your room, it's going to affect your flesh.
Yeah. And today, they were just nonchalant. It's like, yeah, we know these beings. We're cool. They didn't even do a fuss or nothing.
Yeah, I had one or two sessions where one of my armpits was like Niagara Falls. I mean, sweat pouring out. Mm-hmm. And Ion said it was the lymph nodes, blah, 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 as an effect of the interaction with non-physical. I mean, how hilarious to have one armpit dry and the other just pouring water down your shirt.
Yeah. Fucking your body is trying to be balanced in relation to this new x-ray or laser beam.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, one of the things that I was looking at about... Are you finished, Greg? Sorry.
Yep. Go ahead.
I was going to say there was one of the things that I was looking at on the dupes site, but it's about sneezing. Do you want to hear it? Or are we moving on to something else? Because it's not that long, but I don't really care if we want to hear it or not.
Let me start. Let's get some stuff.
Okay,
What, you going to do a short version or something?
No, I can tell anybody about it later. You guys have all already. You all have access to it.
When did you start sneezing? When did this happen?
No, it's not that personal. This is from April 24th, 2010. And it was a post on Duke.
Okay, that's an old story. Okay, that's not
that
old.
Yeah, but Ion answered it, and it's about what we're talking about. That's what made me laugh.
Yeah, okay.
About non-physical and all this shit.
I'd love to hear it, Allison.
We can do it later.
Okay.
Okay, so this is, I don't know if I announced to Ed what the last one was. Oh, yeah, it was 268. So, Ed, the last one was 268, session 268. Recorded, I don't know when it was recorded. Just a second, 268. Recorded April 26, 2010. Now, this one is...
Hey, that was close to what I just said, 426.
Yeah, April 26, 2010, and yours is April 24th?
Yep.
2010. So this is 273, May 15th, 2010, and this should go right. So put you guys on mute.
All participants are now muted.
Sound...
on May 15th.
Yeah, redo the start.
This is session number 273, recorded on May 15th, copyright 2010, New Grand View Incorporated, all rights reserved, and we're starting at 7:28 p.m. Hawaii time. Yeah, you jumped in before I could say greetings, Ion, but I was going to add...
We could not stand it. We had to go.
I know, and I was going to say that this may be one of the latest times we were starting.
Yeah, let's go. What do you want to know?
Carolyn will begin with her marvelous questions.
No, I will not. I have no marvelous questions.
No, come on. Go into that personal stuff that you were going to go into. Something about, you know, the space, I mean, Ion, what was...
Oh, the spaces between...
No, but JW1, he started to talk about something, and he said, well, we got to go.
Oh, shoot. Was it about Fringe? You started...
Yeah, how...
Yeah, we were talking with JW about Fringe, and he started talking about... Yeah, it was a representation of the different worlds and how it really was. So do you want to go from there, Ion?
Oh, sure. Okay, Bob's talking about synchronicity and thinking things up and how things are coming moment of the episode, which is not odd, which actually is what's been happening, is we've been all kind of pointing and cluing and warming up and doing everything besides opening up and cramming it down your throat.
Yeah, hole. Ion, let me say this. We started watching a year ago, the May 5th show or something, and I look back at that. You told us to watch it. It had been going for many months, and it was right the week, episode 19, when Olivia has her first parallel world experience in the black guy's office. So you actually said, time to go in.
And that Broyles.
Yeah, Broyles, his office. She sees the desk switch, and it's really well laid out. The thing I look back on is, I don't know if it would have related to us too much in the episodes before that. It was when they got into the parallel worlding that you said, start watching it, and that's when I was getting the synchronicity. You know what I mean?
Yes,
if we had done it too much before, there might not have been... I'd have to go back and look at the shows, but I don't think so, because the main theme is parallel worlding, and that's what was leading towards, and it started in the first season, episode 19.
Right.
When you told us to. You basically said, okay, Bob, you got to start watching this.
Yeah. Well, we suggested. We don't force, but okay. So now, what this is all about is this hooking up. Hooking up is about having the chip body and the TV body start getting more insightful. Now watch the words now. Watch the words. Becomes more insightful in response to the activation of non-physical, pure positive source energy involved in a human creator that is activating. Yeah, let me just clean my hands. What you're saying is that non-physical is not only activating chemical bodies, it's activating the intelligence of the people who make chip bodies, or say guys who make TV. It's activating the show, it's making them better. No difference than a B to an M, is there?
A B to an M. Carol? A bumblebee to an M.
B to an M. What was it on your farm? Big hoo-ha on the farm?
Yeah, what?
M.
I haven't looked at it today.
1 billion, 1 million.
Oh yeah. The crash of the market, Carol. The B was put instead of the M. So you're saying they're getting stupider in that digital market?
No, we're saying that the word energy flowing will have a faster, more cohesive response in the looky box and in the chip body than even in some of the ascending human creators. Not ascended, because you don't have to be ascended in order to have power over your looky box or your chip body. It works better when you do, but you can actually... But see, you, Bob, you would play this out and go, no, wait a second. I don't have a problem going to the beach and having the waves increase. No problem. So, but you're saying, Ion, are you saying that if I have an intention about the Dow Jones Industrial Average or the New York Stock Exchange or the Chicago Mercantile or NASDAQ, that I can move the market myself? Student, please me, and we say absolutely.
If you're activated.
Muted.
Activating.
Am I muted?
You're muted.
Because once you get ascended, then you would never engage in such periphery, because that wouldn't matter.
Yeah, so, okay, just a second. Yeah, I get your point about activating rather than activating. And you're saying, this is why our client can do what she did.
Does.
It, this is what my chart does predict. I call the Rumpelstiltskin effect. One individual can take over the whole environment.
Yeah. Their environment. Now, this is what you had a good discussion with earlier today. Well, what about the rest of the world? Well, screw the rest of the world.
Right, right.
No. The world is the way the world is. Yeah, but what does that have to do with you? Well, I look at that world. Well, you don't have to. Well, see, that whole wrapping becomes a personalized universe.
Mm.
Before. And Carolyn, just goofing around here, you're going to get something good. A personalized universe.
But that's how I've updated McLuhan. He intuited that, and that's what I mean. The user is the content, and Rumpelstiltskin can dominate the whole mediascape. One individual rather than a whole trial of commission, just one individual.
Who?
Rather than, yeah, the disappeared trial of commission. That.
Okay, I gotta move it. Start at 8. Ten seconds.
So, what, Carolyn, you engage this theme. We're talking about this is how you're going to be able to do the cancer.
Mm-hmm.
You can come in and alter the whole system, right, Ion?
Oh, absolutely. And that's we watched Carolyn's words very carefully as she's engaged dynamics and placed with this, and we cringed. But then we relaxed because we don't have a dog in the fight with details of, well, I can't do this, and I don't know how to do that, and I won't work this out, and that's not going to work out, and this, that, and the other. And it was just like, you know, you just take that inhale, and then it's like, but wait, it's okay. That just means right now.
Mm-hmm.
That means this moment. Well, for Carolyn, that was a simple way, because she lives with Bob. So, I mean, my stars, you gotta give a girl a break.
She can't be too dumb? Is that the level? Or she had
she's gotta be spot on all the time, Bob. Right.
Okay, I agree. Good.
Yeah, absolutely. Always on point. So, but this point of bringing it up makes for a dab of clarifying contrast.
Yeah, when Carolyn goes through a day or so of puzzling, then the next session it gets clarified.
Yes, but it's not our job to straighten that out, but it is our job to answer if there's a question. And what you're fixing to see is a shift and a change. And the shift and the change is no more of this tomfoolery on your blob. We're only going to answer specific questions, and we're not going to do any more of these strings, blah, 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 right? No more. Those are no longer going to be played with just because enough.
Are you saying, I don't know, I might have noticed, that you're not posting as much.
We're not going to post on the tomfoolish stupid stuff.
Yeah, you're only going to post when
it's necessary.
Well, yeah, when there's something real, if there was a million real things, you'd respond.
No. What we're meaning is, it needs to be a genuine question and not just play. And we don't mind playing. Playing is not the problem. But what happens is they get a nickel's worth, then you get a whole thread wanting us to validate of the issue or problem with Atlantis. And we turn and go, what are you talking about?
Okay. I may not know this. Someone mentioned Atlantis, and I said, well, Atlantis hasn't happened yet. Has that thread taken off?
Well, not so taken off. It's just making a false premise into a validatable position that we're supposed to clean up or address. And we're going to say Atlantis hasn't happened. Atlantis, as you said, Atlantis hasn't happened yet. And that's already been cleared and very well established. And then they get it all crisp. Everything else has happened, so we figured that had happened too. Well, good luck with that. You know, just because they want to spin thread doesn't mean that we have to weave yarn.
Well, it seems that most people, except the economics one, are doing that. They get on the thing and they just talk about their seat.